So when my son was away, my granddaughter, just like you kids, really, really missed her daddy. So I wrote this book to tell other kids, because there's lots of kids who don't know what it's like.
Hey!
Not nice.
No, thank you.
Thomas Paine Podcast. What's going on out there, folks? On a Tuesday, and well, we made it through Monday. Something to be said for itself. A lot of stuff coming at you today. lot of stuff. Everybody's worried about Omicron. We're all going to die. One has to wonder if they didn't cut this thing loose. I'm not kidding. To protect the rich and famous around the world. Not to protect you. To protect the rich and famous around the world. Because there's a little trial that launched this week. Ghislaine Maxwell. It's funny. You can watch Kyle Rittenhouse being barbecued every day in court live. But there's no TV coverage of Maxwell. Instead, we have sketch artists, for fuck's sake. Sketch artists. Grown adults with crayons drawing his pictures. Oh, that sounds like it's a... Well, hey, what the hell do you expect? And that's why if you just started following the show, I'll tell you what, I've been very critical of the whole scheme. It's a sham. The whole trial's a sham. The indictment was a sham. The fact that the lead prosecutor on the case is Jim Comey's daughter. The fact that the indictments are light. I mean, it's like Mickey Mouse charges. Yeah, you can go away for a long time, but they're not the hardcore charges. Many other girls allege that they were sexually assaulted, raped by Maxwell and Epstein. None of those charges made it. And the alleged victims of Epstein and Maxwell are saying, hey, what the hell's going on here? Well, I'll sum it up.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
You don't trust the FBI, the Justice Department. So they're focusing on four victims from decades ago on much lighter charges than some of the heavy ones. There's hundreds of girls. Hundreds. Hundreds. And they focused on four. And, I talked to a couple people today. The Justice Department's case here isn't so strong. We're going to see what happens. The fact that the FBI and the Justice Department, the FBI didn't even investigate all these allegations, all these victims. Said they went with four. I'm going to call it lighter infractions because there's no really other way to say it. When you skip over sexual assault and things like that, well, you're in the neighborhood of a lighter infraction. And there are victims who were left out in the cold. Of course, the victims here with Epstein, those folks will never get their day in court. And likewise, I'd be surprised if there's additional charges. You know, it hasn't been one additional arrest since this woman was arrested. Usually the feds arrest somebody like this, start working them over like a heavy bag, talking figuratively, of course, and try to bust other people. Wouldn't you want to try to bust rich and famous people if you're really on the side of law enforcement, the side of good, not the side of evil? No, as I've said many times, this is nothing more than a protection racket. In protecting these people, I mean, it's never been clear.
Packed up all my cares and woe. Here I go swinging low. Bye bye, little blackbird.
Back up all my cares and woes. Out the window those criminal charges go. Bye bye, justice. Look, Maxwell and her family. Another intel family. Another part of the intel community. With her father, another arch criminal. Maxwell. She's being pitched as Epstein's right-hand man, right-hand whatever. She was the fucking mastermind. I mean, it's a thing of genius to figure out that Epstein was an idiot. Epstein was a fool. A Maxwell, clearly, and has the pedigree and has the resume. Clearly running this show. Clearly running the ring. And that's why. Now, I will say this, I've said it before. The reason you don't charge her with certain things, certain allegations like sexual assault and rape, is because you put those alleged victims in play and a chance to testify against her. And some of the folks that she brought in and served as a pimp for, alleged pimp. I mean, we even have to say alleged with these scumbags. It's fucking... anyway. You know, missing is, are the folks who say they were raped by the rich and famous. So that's one of the reasons the FBI and the Justice Department didn't investigate and didn't include that in the indictment, because it keeps those witnesses out of play and it keeps the testimony out of the public sphere right now in trial. The rich and famous protected again. And don't kid yourself. No one's going to be exposed here. People are sitting around. Justice is going to be done. No, it's not. It's absolutely not going to be done. The same folks today talking about Hunter Biden and some other scam. He's not going to fucking jail. Fox is whipping it up. I saw Bongino yelling about it. This guy worked for the Secret Service. He's trying to sell this to you, that there's outrage. We can't understand why this guy's not in trouble. Really? You worked the protection racket. I think you understand very well. I think it's just a show for the people. Because it sells. Because, you know, you press the button. Let's whip people up. Let's get them mad. There should be outrage why these people aren't being prosecuted. Nobody wants to tell you out here that it's rigged and they're not going to be prosecuted. And therefore, you should not waste your time going down that rabbit hole. I've been saying that. I fucking value my time. I value your time. I'm not going to sit here. There's so many things to talk about. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that these people are going to jail. First of all, the things that Fox, just real quick as a sidebar, has highlighted on Hunter Biden and even the New York Post are fucking child's play. Child's play. We have on Pain.tv, a shout out to the folks on Pain.tv. We have a level there, Hotwire. The stuff we talked about, his finances, Hunter Biden's finances, and how they relate to the president of the United States, that enough would put them both in fucking prison. Why hasn't Fox reported on that? Not going to happen. Not allowed to. Not allowed to. This trial is a sham, just like the indictment's a sham. You have to point out there have been no major new arrests since she has been in jail. And guess what? There have been no major new arrests since Epstein was in jail. We all know how that fucking ended.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
It's kind of a perverse exercise if you think about it. People watching this who are bright people know that justice will not be served, yet they still watch it. What's the point? You have to think. what is going on here? Well, that's what happens when corruption affects the fabric of the entire country. Not affects it, just eats away at it. You have prosecutors and investigators who are fucking crooked. Not going to put anybody in jail. They haven't indicted anybody else. It's over. And when they indicted her, it was bullshit charges. We reported previously about the friction going on inside the FBI between the white hats and the black hats. So what the fuck are you guys doing? You can hammer this guy. 100 charge indictment, multiple counts on top of it. No, they didn't. I'm talking about Epstein. And they did the same for Maxwell. It's a sham indictment. Maxwell's is a sham indictment, just like Epstein's was. And no arrest since. Not interested in following this up and getting the entire cabal. It's just another show trial. Maybe she gets convicted. Okay, they put her away. Maybe she walks. The point. That's a good song because somebody gave me a doctor. Who cares when a new mystery variant is loose and you're all going to die? You understand how they do these things? Don't think that these two are unrelated. They simply are not. So I want to start out with that. Don't get excited either. And don't buy into the bullshit that Fox is selling. The outrage on a number of different things. From Ghislaine Maxwell to what we are just previously talked about. It's just about keeping you spellbound so you can watch their commercials, their pharmaceutical commercials, and keep coming back. And then so you can buy your subscriptions on Fox Nation and feel like you're in the club and you're really enlightening yourself. You're not enlightening yourself. You're doing yourself a disservice. You're wasting your fucking time. Time is precious to me. I don't know about you folks. Apparently, there's a lot of people like to piss their time away. But sitting around talking about Hunter Biden and Ghislaine Maxwell, yeah, it's interesting. To me, it's interesting because I understand exactly nothing's going to fucking come of it. And nothing has come of it. The entire prosecution is supported and paid by the very people that she's protecting. It's a shame. You don't see this? It doesn't even matter what happens to her. It doesn't matter if she goes away. Who gives a fuck? It's one person. What matters is not one new arrest has been made. From arresting Epstein and from arresting her. And all the evidence you gather in search warrants in Florida. In Little St. James, in the Virgin Islands, in New Mexico, in New York. You conducted search warrants at all these places. What did you find? And why isn't it public? And why didn't you charge the people that are implicated in the evidence that you obtained? There's no statute of limitations on sexual crimes of a minor in this country. Doesn't matter how long ago it happened. Where are the new arrests? They're not coming. They ain't coming. And the folks on Fox can jump up and down all they want about these things and put on a hell of a show. But I'm here to tell you, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've been saying this for a long time about the protection racket. So, hey, if you want to watch this stuff sort of like, casually, knock yourself out. I wouldn't put too much sweat equity into this. I've only been right about every fucking thing I ever said about the Justice Department and the FBI. That's a hell of a track record. I'm talking about hundreds of stories we broke. Not one of them was ever wrong. Think about that. But Maxwell, some people would call, one witness is calling her the lieutenant of the whole pyramid. one of the girls who was pimped, allegedly. She made sure we all stayed in line. That when we were called to his bedroom, that we went. She was the lieutenant of the whole pyramid. No, she was the pyramid. She was the pyramid. That's the way extortion works and blackmail. You need somebody real slick. And with her father in the same business, well, it's a family business. But the entire thing, I'll just sum up, is a complete sham because, specifically, four girls from decades ago, this focuses on. And not any heavy charges. Not any rape charges. Not any sexual assault charges, that kind of thing. Four girls. There are hundreds of victims. Hundreds. And many, many, many more recent than 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I mean, it's insane. It is insane. It's insane in the brain. So we'll keep an eye on that, but I wouldn't get too excited. In fact, it could go the other way. With Comey's daughter in there, anything's possible. And I said it a long time ago. We were doing shows with Jason on crowdsourcing when this stuff was happening. I said, this is set up for her to walk. This is a bullshit indictment. It's a sham. They could have nailed these two fucking criminals literally to the wall. Nailed them to the wall. Well, they took care of Epstein. Believe me. Have to worry about him. No trials for him. Those victims will never see any justice. And, of course, the victims that were left out of the indictment, hundreds of victims, will not see any justice either. And if this maniac, Maxwell, walks, well, then you know it's a complete fucking sham. And my earlier assessment, you know, anybody can call these things months later, years later. But my original assessment at the time of her arrest was it's almost set up where she gets out, where she gets a light sentence and she gets sprung eventually, etc. That's the way it seems like they're setting it up. Because why would you leave so many people out? Oh, because they will implicate some of the big names. So you leave those people out. Somebody goes to the FBI. I took a witness to the FBI. A kid who says he was raped and had information on Epstein and a lot of other things. And other kids who were manhandled and raped, etc. I literally set it up with the FBI. I took him up there. We did stories on it. I took him up there. I handed him off to these folks. They interviewed him. He came out. I was fucking waiting for him. The guy was a mess. He was a fucking mess. He was all over the place. Throwing up on the way there. You know, I picked him up. Doesn't matter where I picked him up. I picked him up in New York. He was vomiting out the side of the car, and I'm thinking, my wife is going to shoot me. This is her car. I said, hey, man, if you're vomiting, just make sure it's on the outside of the car. I can get a wash. I mean, when you're with somebody, a source or an asset, or however you look at it, whether it's journalism or intel, you put up with all kind of crazy stuff. Somebody's throwing up, it's no big deal. We're rolling. I'm driving through traffic. If someone's hanging out the side of my car in New York City, okay, and they're vomiting, that gives me a leg up in traffic. Nobody wants, even the cabbies are like, give that guy some room. He's got someone vomiting out the side of his car. That's a plus if you're trying to navigate the city. I took this kid in there. He went in there, gave him all kind of information. They never fucking followed up. They had a task force, the Epstein task force. They never even followed up with him. Never fucking called him back. Nothing. Nothing. He said, I have information on Bill Clinton, on other folks, other elites, other kids who were involved with Epstein and other rich and famous folks along the lines of Bill Clinton. Let's talk. Okay. He didn't want to go in alone. He said, will you go with me? I said, absolutely. And I set it up so he didn't go fucking walking into the FBI. And like, hello, who are you here to see? I don't know. And we went in. It was all set up. There's no fucking around. They knew who he was, what was going on, why he was there. It's not easy to set it up, but we set it up. They never followed up. Not one fucking crumb. Not one crumb. And so he reached out to me after a while because he's freaked out that, you know, like he was going to get made or something like that. And, of course, the whole thing is, you know, I mean, journalist Jenny Brown put me in touch with this kid, originally introduced me to this kid. I interviewed the kid, right? And then she turns up dead.